Kofi Dake. Last year, 2024, in October, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I had a special guest on this podcast in the person of Namakau, who is my niece, who is also battling stage 4 metastatic cancer. She shared her experiences and challenges, as well as the financial implications that comes with fighting breast cancer. She is here again, most importantly, to express her gratitude to all who have supported her financially in prayers, word of encouragement, and in other forms. Welcoming to this podcast again, I want to welcome my niece, Namaka. You're welcome, Namaka.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be back at the podcast. And before I say much, I firstly would like to thank all the donors that came through for me. May God bless you. And I'm just so grateful. I was just so surprised on how kind people are around the world. I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. We want to seize the opportunity to say big thank you to all who have supported financially through the established GoFundMe and also other means directly to you or any family member. Also, in many ways, people are very kind. People have really proved that there are good-hearted and kind people in the world. And for that, we are grateful. So tell me more about what has transpired from October to now in a nutshell.
Hey, so from the last time we had the podcast recording, I noted that I was on the second line of chemo called doxorubicin, the red devil, a very toxic chemo. I managed to complete it. It was quite hectic. I was sick a lot, but I'm here and I'm so grateful. People came through with donations, cooperation, visuals, and this allowed me to at least buy a few of the immunotherapy that I needed, Keytruda. So I'm so grateful for that. It was a hectic journey. I was sick a lot. It was hard, but I'm glad I'm here.
So to recap from last episode in October, you are struggling, you're battling stage 4 metastatic cancer that spread to various parts of your body, right? And it's also abbreviated the MTNBC triple negative response, right? Yes. So I have been very impressed because I have followed you on social media, Instagram and Facebook, and your posting on that actually been very motivating, because for somebody who is actually battling stage 4 cancer, your posting on social media have been so positive, so encouraging. And if somebody didn't know that you're battling cancer, they wouldn't have known at all, you know. So for me, that shows the brightness that you have embraced and the, you know, like the head on take on fighting and overcoming this. So what goes on in your mind?
Well, yes, I've been quite active on social media. Thanks to you. You're the one who made me more active. So now I post a lot. Yes, I post a lot of happy videos, energetic videos. Those are good days, right? With cancer, it's not every day that's a good day. Maybe you can even wake up and you're okay. And then by noon, you're sick. And then by evening, you're sicker. Or you can wake up sick and then be okay the next day. I just try to celebrate my journey. It's such a blessing to be among the living every single day. So as much as I can, I try to live my best life every single day. One thing cancer has taught me is that you can't push things forward and say, okay, I'm going to have a good life or enjoy my life when I'm done with treatment. No, you're supposed to enjoy your life every single day. And I think this joy and smiles and happiness I have is the grace of God, you know, the grace of God in my life. I don't even understand how I'm so joyful most of the time. Yeah, it's not easy. And I just put it in my mind that if God allowed this to happen to me, it's for a reason. And I want to bless people with what I've learned and what I'm experiencing during my journey.
Yeah, thank you actually for sharing your story. You know, this really hits close to home because, like I said previously, your grandmother, who is my mother, also battled breast cancer. Unfortunately, she succumbed to it. As we know, those days, they didn't have the better medicines or treatments that they have today. So, yeah, you've had some challenges at the beginning of the year as well. What happened?
So, you know, I'll say, hey, happy new year. The new year is coming. New me, new me.
Yes.
And I suffered from something called neutrophil sepsis. With the doxorubicin, my bone marrow was struggling to recover, like getting back my white blood cells, my neutrophils, my red blood cells were failing to recover in the appropriate time before my next chemo or my next immunotherapy. So I reached a point where even though I'd use the steroids injections that help boost your immune system, my immune system was not recovering. So I reached a point where I thought I was okay. And then in the middle of the night, I had fever, extreme body pains, dizziness. I stopped walking. I was unable to sit upright because I was constantly dizzy. I started throwing up. And that happened on the 4th of January. And I was admitted in hospital for 3 days. Thank God. My doctor's been saying that, wow, you recovered quite quickly because people stay in hospital for 10 days. So that is one of the miracles I had in January. So I'm still fighting the sepsis, but I'm here and I'm well. And I'm just thanking God for today.
Yeah, when I got a phone call at the beginning of the year that you're on admission, I got worried. I was like, oh God, we're not going to start this year that way. But God is faithful. You went through that and you're discharged. You want to speak a little bit about that? And also, if you can speak on your reaction to the two different kind of treatment, the chemo versus the immunotherapy. Also, you did mention to me that you've noticed some hair growth since you started the other, the immunotherapy. So yeah, you speak up about that. You look good, by the way.
Well, have you noticed I have hair? I have eyebrows.
Yeah, the hair is growing back too, right?
Yeah, the hair is growing back too. It's still patchy. So I still have to cut it low because it's not growing evenly, but it's growing. I haven't had hair for 7 months. So with
you, you look nice. You like this, like, you know,
thank you so much. It had to take a lot of acceptance for me to walk around like this. I just started walking around like this 2 months ago. At first, it was so hard. You know, cancer comes with shame. And I was ashamed of what people are going to say. People are going to stare at me. I was like, wait, this is my journey. So no one should shame me. Anyways, back to the subject of the chemotherapy and immunotherapy. So chemotherapy is basically a treatment used for cancer, which uses poisonous chemicals to fight your cancer cells. But in the process, it also kills the good cells, such as your hair follicles, the lining of your, you know, digestive tract, your bones, your eyesight. A lot of things are affected by chemotherapy. But now there's this new treatment called immunotherapy. It's pretty recent, maybe 5 years into it, which helps with even the remission of stage 4 cancer. So the benefits of immunotherapy is that it has, I don't know, certain organisms. It's still a chemical, still very strong, that help your immune system fight the cancer cells. So you're not in a situation where you are killing a lot of your good cells. So because it's so good and the side effects are minimal, I don't puke as much as I used to. I'm stronger than I used to be because it used to take me about 7 to 14 days to recover from a chemo. But with immunotherapy, even the next day I'm working, the next day I'm moving around, I'm not bedridden. And that is why it is so expensive. It's such a good drug.
Yeah, insurance, yeah, sometimes can be very challenging when you are very sick, just like you said. So tell me more about your experience with the finances. We also touched on the GoFundMe that we created. But also, just in the light of you as a working professional and then being sick, I know sometimes you have the challenges, you might not have the energy or even the motivation to perform at that high peak that you used to perform. Yeah, so you want to talk, let's talk briefly about that.
Yeah.
About that.
So we'll start with work. First of all, I'd like to thank my directors and my immediate managers. They've been amazing and so supportive during my cancer journey. And they actually even gave me a grant to buy my first dose of Keytruda, my immunotherapy before I had been raised enough money. Yeah, they're amazing. The insurance initially stated that they're going to help me buy the medicine. But after the second dose, they explained that they felt that this was experimental. And they said it was experimental and they wouldn't be able to fund the treatment. I'll get at least some money to help me, you know, buy the next cycle. But they told me they couldn't. So in my situation, so it reached a point where the insurance said that they can't help me buy the Keytruda and should find another means of buying it. And this is a drug which is $5,000 a cycle. And that's the cheapest to get it anywhere. So, of course, we managed to raise at that time, that was, November? Yeah. We managed to raise about $3,800, if I'm not mistaken, from the GoFundMe. So, of course, that was still not enough to even buy one dose of Keytruda. But you see, when the insurance gave me the letter that they could no longer sponsor the purchase of Keytruda, I talked to my oncology nurse. He called me actually. He was just checking up on me and I vented. I said, can you imagine? I need this medicine for myself. And the insurance is saying that they won't buy it for me. And he was like, Amakao, I know someone, the wife passed away. And I think the husband bought all the medicine. And let me talk to him and let's see what he says. And that's how he managed to reach out to Mr. Grant. And Mr. Grant managed to sell me the medicine, which of course was very expensive and he had to get a lot of money to buy it at less than half the price, 40% of the price, which was $20,000. I'm sorry, $2,000, not 20, $2,000 per cycle. So that is how we managed to buy two cycles. And how we managed to buy this is that the other people have been helping me other than GoFundMe. Some corporations and individuals have been helping me maybe by putting money in my mobile money or in my bank account, directly in my bank account. So this is how I managed to buy the whole protocol, 4 doses of Keytruda through donations and grants and just God's providence. That is how I did it.
Yeah, just like we stated earlier at the beginning of this podcast, we cannot cease to be grateful to the various donors through the GoFundMe and also the various word of encouragement, prayers and support that you've received directly and even through family members. You know, there are kind-hearted people in the world and we need to celebrate that and recognize that. The GoFundMe page is still active as well. I'm going to share that. But you also have an upcoming trip to India that we can speak of. For those who don't have the link to the GoFundMe, it is google.gofund.me/D4Delta7C4Country98671. And it is, again, type in your browser, gofund.me/D4Delta7C4Country98671. So far, as of today, February the 1st, we had a target of 20,000, and so far we've raised about 404,500 and some change, which translates to about 23% towards our targeted value of 20,000. We do appreciate it. Yeah, let's talk about India.
May God bless everybody who's donated any amounts to my GoFundMe. Life is pretty hard right now globally, and I do not take your donations and your help towards my cause and my treatment that is meant to save my life for granted. I'm so grateful to you. May God bless you, your family, your surroundings, even your children to the fourth generation for what you've done to me. I'm grateful. Yeah. So, yeah. Actually, I was actually supposed to be going to India last year in December, but because I delayed in the purchase of my Keytruda, which is the immunotherapy, I had to delay my trip. So I'm leaving for India for my reviews second week of February. And this time, because of how the second line of chemo deteriorated me, I'm unable to go to India alone for reviews. I have to go with the caregiver. And yeah, because these days I faint, I can't walk, I have Migraines, it's just crazy the side effects I'm still facing from the chemo, which ended a month ago. So I'll be going for reviews, and you know how expensive PET scans are, blood tests, buy my chemotherapy and immunotherapy if I'm still asked to get it, which I highly think I'm going to be put on immunotherapy. I hope I don't go back to chemo. So this is where I need your help. I need your donations. Please come through for me. I'm doing my best by working and trying to sponsor myself. Our family is doing our best, trying to sell things here and there. But you well know stage four cancer is very expensive, and any donation counts. Please do spread the word and, tell your friends about me.
Yeah, there are times that you are very down, and you've shared those difficult moments with me as well. It's very difficult, but for some reason, you've been very positive and optimistic, and in your strong faith, you always pull through. Yeah, you try to put a smile not on just on yourself or on your face, but also on our face. You create jokes, you create videos that are very delightful to see. And God being good and our helper, he sees us through. But another interesting thing that I have observed that you've done is join a community of people that who tell their stories and their struggles fighting cancer and the experiences as well. That's an interesting community, and I think it's very motivation. It motivates a lot of people, in their struggles. And I think that is a very good community that you could join. And I like the stories that you've shared with me, what others share on their struggles. Yeah. So you've been such an inspiration person to me personally. And I know you've inspired many other people as well in your circle, friends, even family. So I don't know what to say, but I'm encouraged by your fighting spirit.
Yeah, I've been really inspired by, the internet is quite an interesting place. I befriended people so far away who were suffering the same cancer I did. Nina, Deb, and so many other people that have been fighting this. And people like them really did inspire me. They gave me the courage to come out because, young woman, young girl, whatever you can call me, wants to have this, perfect positivity life. You don't want to have the internet see you as struggling or sickly, But the way they lived their lives with cancer, they were so proud of their situations, of course, saddened by it, but proud of their situations. They lived life like it was a party every single day. I remember Nina, she's now the let now. Sadly, she passed away just recently. Would always do her makeup. Thank you. Would always do her makeup every single day, every chemo, when she's going to hospital for reviews, when she's in pain. She would just look so beautiful. And she inspired me to do the same with myself. I think sharing your story, whoever's going through the same situation or whatever situation that is tough out there, you might think your story is insignificant, but your story is touching somebody that you don't even know. I bet Nina didn't even know she was touching my life that much, but she did. And I'm so grateful.
I am so grateful for such stories, and that's why I feel obligated that we need to continue to use this platform to create that awareness of breast cancer. It's imperative that we do so. And one incident, one situation that triggered to me was when I visited my doctor, and I shared your experiences on the fight with breast cancer, and he asked me a question: Have you been checked? Have you been tested for breast cancer? I looked at him and said, "I'm a guy," and he said, "Yes, men too do get breast cancer." So that was an awakening moment for me to realize that there is more education that is needed, that awareness has to be created, the awareness of the preventive measures, checkups, the treatments available, and how to deal also with the challenges that comes with it, financial, and people go to depression. The support that we need. This awareness has to be created at all levels. Yeah.
Remember, I want everybody to remember that whatever you're going through in your life is not for you. You think it's happening to you for you. It's not for you. We go through experiences to touch other people's lives, to guide other people, to kind of like educate other people who are behind you, who are going through something that you overcame. So I managed to overcome the fear of, you know, cancer and being stage 4. And there's somebody out there who's struggling, who's depressed about it, who thinks maybe now it's time for me to just stay in bed and not get out of the house because I'm dying. We're all gonna die. It's either Jesus comes and you go to heaven or you die. There's no way out of this earth. So it's better we celebrate every situation and every journey in our lives. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Namaka. And I just want to seize the opportunity to remind our viewers that the GoFundMe is still active. Kindly go on your browser and type in GoFund.me/D4Delta7C4Country98671. Again, the link is GoFund.me/D7C. And also you can access this link on our platforms, on our YouTube channel. You just click on Namaka and it will take you directly to the link. We tried to record this episode many times, but we had challenges between the internet and also Namaka's health. Yep. Thank you so much.
The donors, please know that even though you think you're not impacting my life by the donation that you're giving and saying, it's nothing compared to what she needs, you are touching my life. You are changing my life. You are changing my daughter's situation. You're helping, keeping me alive. I need these treatments to stay alive or a miracle. And every dollar counts. Please spread the word. Keep sharing my story. I'm grateful. I'm forever grateful. Thinking rich. One day when I get thinking rich, one of these fine days, I will buy a present for everyone who's donated. I'm just so grateful. And thank you for being so kind. Thank you for thinking of me. And last words to people who are watching my journey or listening to my journey. God, I can say, God makes a way. God makes the difficult thing become easy. God makes you see through the darkness and see light. God makes the storm calm. That's all I can say. Just God. Yeah. I have tried. The internet hasn't been liking us and even my health has been stopping us. But I'm glad that we finally did this. And yeah, thank you to the platform for spreading the word. God bless you.
Carl, I would like to thank you again for being our special guest again on this podcast. Your story is very inspiring, very touching, emotional, but also it motivates me, and I believe it motivates and inspires a lot of people, especially people fighting many chronic illnesses or challenges in their life. The essence of this podcast is to tell our stories, to uplift others, to encourage them, not to put them down, but to encourage them and uplift them. So for that, I do thank you for telling your story here. I would like to end with a quotation from the Bible. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4:16. And for our viewers, I'm so grateful for staying tuned with us. Remember to kindly subscribe and comments, and also follow us on our social media platform. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and other social media platform. Also, our channel is available on YouTube. We also have the podcast published on other mediums such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcast, and many others. Thank you so much. Signing off. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Uplift Chronicles. I hope you found inspiration in today's stories and the spirit of upliftment. Remember, every life has the power to inspire change, and every story is a thread in the rich tapestry of our shared heritage. If you enjoyed this episode, kindly subscribe and leave a review and share it to someone who could use a little upliftment in their life. Follow us on social media for more updates and join the conversation. Until next time, keep uplifting and stay inspired. Signing off, this is Kofi Dake.